Jonah, I just had the strangest dream. I was falling, and then I was in the water, and then I was drowning. Deep, deep, deep. The waves ate at me, and seaweed wrapped around my wrists and my head. And then one of those strange dream things happened. I was still in the dark, but I wasn't drowning anymore, and I could breathe again, like I was in a cave or a grave, maybe. I felt swallowed. That is how I feel, Jonah, when you leave. I'm in the dark. I can't speak, can't breathe around you. Your anger, it... I know. Everyone warned me about being married to a prophet, but it's not so much that part. It's not your work. It's the not being let in, not knowing what you're thinking or where you go. I see you sitting in the corner, staring off into the middle distance, holding your head in your hands, rubbing your thumbs into your eye sockets to, I don't know, relieve some pressure. Can I help? All I want is to help relieve some of that pressure. When I go to you and ask you what's wrong, you shake me off like I'm an irritant, a beetle that's crawled across your path like a worm. Well, worms need to be fed too. When we were kids, you'd share everything. Your dreams and poems and prayers. We'd stay up all night talking, and when you received word or a morsel of something from God, you would bring it right to me. We'd devour it together and try and sort out the meaning. I loved that. I lived for that. To be your partner. A true partner, not a servant or a roommate or a shadow that follows you around. We were friends, remember? Do you remember that? I spent this afternoon watching the birds play and fight with this wind, the trees bending backwards by its force. The branches were so flexible. I prayed, let me be flexible in the storms, not brittle and dry like a branch that snaps and breaks. Allow me to play like these birds. It's been a long time since I've played. I don't know why or what happened, but slowly, over years, the space between us has grown so wide that I can't reach you anymore. I didn't notice at first. It was like love leaked out of our marriage one drop at a time, and the leak grew into a puddle, then a lake, and now it's an ocean, and I fear I won't be able to swim through all that lost love to get back to you. And then, 3 days ago, I saw you get up from your corner and you walked out the door. I had a funny feeling that you weren't just stretching your legs, so I got up and followed you. I saw you walk down the path, and when you got to the end of the road, I thought you'd turn right, but you did a curious thing. You turned left at the end of the path. That way leads to the harbor and the wide open sea. Where are you going? I thought. You did not kiss me goodbye. You did not steal a glance. You shuffled your feet on the dusty path, weighed down by some word you had not dared share with me. And in that moment, I wanted to scream, to cry out to you, to run and lift whatever you're carrying off of you and say, don't go, stay, I need you. But instead, I just watched, frozen in the doorway, willing you to catch my eye for one small kindness, a wave or a smile. Or really just for you to see me. But you did not look back. You walked, carrying whatever invisible weight you carry, and the gulf between us grew again. I watched until your body was a small speck on the horizon, until I could not hold you with my eyes any longer, until you dissolved into the landscape with the trees, the heat, and the dust. And that was 3 days ago. Be well, my dove, wherever you are. Whatever God has told you, I know you're listening. I hope you swim back to me.